Blog Talk Radio.
Canada is joining us, psychic medium, automatic writer. We'll be taking your calls, so dial on into the show. Once you call into the show, press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. And that's all you got to do to join the show. Next hour, brand new guest will be joining us. Sarah Manning will be joining us, also from Canada. So it's going to be an all-Canadian night. How about that? That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Love our Canadian friends. Always such loving spirits. And I really mean that. Worked with many, many Canadians on this show as far as guests and also listeners. And I can't think of a single negative experience. All just really great people. Anyway, but we're taking your calls. Call on in. Again, you got the number. If you're new to Journey Into the Light, make sure you click on the follow button located at the top left of your screen so you get updates of all the new and upcoming shows. Journey Into the Light has been on the air now about 9 years. We've hosted over 4,000 shows, and we're here daily to take your calls. We have psychics on, mediums, healers, even have the doctor is in on Monday evening as well. Life coaches, energy healers, it's just anything you need for your help. Journey of Light has been here all these years. Longest running spiritual show on Blog Talk Network, in fact. And if you would like to contact our guest, Trish Sparrow, for a private session or want to send her an email or what have you, Trish's contact information is listed right here on the show page, okay? Right here on Journey Into the Light. And the website is there, trishsparrow.com, and also Facebook link is there as well. Okay, so there you go. And what we do normally is Trish will go into a little bit of a topic, and then we'll go to your calls. So if you're on the phone lines right now or want to call in, we'll be coming to you momentarily, okay? All right, we do see you. We do appreciate you. Okay, so let's go up to Canada. Let's bring in Trish Sparrow to the show. Welcome back, Trish. How are you doing?
I'm very well, Michael. How are yourself?
Doing good, doing good. How are things in Canada?
Good. They're okay. There's this kind of weird weather going on, but it seems rain every other day, but our grass and trees need it, I guess.
So. Yes, yes. Very important. Yeah. Some parts of the country,
yeah,
like around here, are so dry. We're kind of in a drought, so, yeah.
Yes, this is true. Okay, I wanted to touch on, for anybody who's struggling, because sometimes we do when we're in a physical body, we struggle with depression and anxiety, and it can really get in the way of, you know, our connection to spirit or just making decisions on a daily basis. I have suffered with that myself quite often. I just want to hear from other people, if you have any questions or if you, you know, just to share your experience with all the listeners on how you have come out of a depression, or how you handle your anxiety. And for me personally, it was finding that faith in a power greater than myself that would lead me anywhere, and keep me, you know, keep my head above water and not let that depression take me down. We can just, you know, I just like to open it up just for people to call in and just, you know, either share your experience or ask me about my experience if you want. I mean, it's just one person's experience. I'm only one person. But at the same time, you know, it doesn't need to get as bad as it sometimes does. I know people, pardon me, who have, you know, committed suicide, and I just think, whoa, you know, it doesn't need to get that bad. Unfortunately, it does sometimes. I have a list of, you know, I have a list of activities that I, you know, that I go to, and I have a nice big toolbox full of techniques and prayers and activities and things that I can do to keep myself up. You know, we can't be up all the time, I suppose, you know, but we can certainly stay in love, and not allow anything else to kind of come through there. It's tough sometimes, you know. Life can be very difficult. So, yeah, I'd like to open it up to the phone lines to see if anybody wants to talk.
Okay, sounds great. Again, the phone number to call in, folks, is 347-884-8245. Call in on any question, anything you would like an answer to, anything that's troubling you. We are here for you. That's all you got to do is call in and press the digits, 347-884-8245. And let's go to our first caller, area code 805. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Thank you, Michael. This is Donna from California. Hi.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Trish. Yeah, I'm a bit troubled. I had some complications with my housing. I've been on it for a long time, but I had some complications, and then they called me back in, and I wanted to know if they were going to let me keep my apartment.
Hmm. Yeah, that's scary, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm going to be out on the street. I know. If they take it
away.
Yeah,
I've been close there myself as a single mom.
Oh.
So, yeah, I have deep compassion for you, darling.
Thank you.
So, have you heard anything back from them yet?
Well, I had an appointment 3 months ago, and there was a problem because there was too much. See, I would get my disability money, but then I would take it out and then I'd put it back in and take it out. And then my sister was putting money in for me to get her lottery tickets and scratch offs and all. So there was gambling going on. And yeah, so now they're calling me back in, I guess, to see the bank statements, but a little bit was still going on.
Yeah, it's Yeah, that's the trouble with I'm trying to think what I want to say there. I used to be on government assisted housing myself, and you know, we try to live as honestly as we can, but let's face it, we're all human, right?
Yeah.
We all have our vices, if you will. What I'm not understanding is, as long as you can, you know, pay for your apartment, was that a problem?
No, they just saw too much money going in and going out.
Oh, I see.
Looked at the bank statements. They look at the bank statements, yeah. But then I said I would get therapy, which I'm in therapy now. So I have been going to therapy.
Right. Okay. Do you have a power that you believe in that you call upon when you're troubled?
God
any
my
time?
God and my angels and my spirit guides.
Okay. Okay. Excellent. I want to suggest an exercise that you can do, okay?
Okay.
Obviously, God and the angels and your spirit guides don't want to see you homeless. So, if you can just write do you have a pen and paper handy?
I do, yes.
Okay. All right. Because my guides want to download a positive affirmation through me.
Okay.
And I'll repeat it as I'm writing it myself. Okay?
Okay. All right.
And they want you to put it in a place where you're going to see it every day.
Okay.
And there, and it's just going to help uplift you. And the more we repeat things, the more our minds tend to go there, and then we believe it that much stronger. And when it's
okay.
something really positive, you know, it kind of keeps your head above water, and you just, you know, it keeps your heart in the game, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And you just believe it a lot more and a lot stronger, and then it becomes your truth. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I'm just going to call in my guides and just ask for this channeled message just for you, Donna.
Thank you, Trish.
You're welcome. Okay. I'm going to write it. I'm going to, say it as I'm writing it, okay?
All right, and I'll write it.
Okay. I am a beloved child of God. And therefore, I am watched over and all my needs are provided for. I have faith that all I need is already here. Amen.
Yes, I wrote that down.
Okay.
I'll put that on my wall.
That's really neat. And if you can, dress it up with, I don't know, pictures and stuff, just so that it just brings it alive. Now, when they say all your needs, they really do mean all your needs, okay? It's not just a little bit here and a little bit there. Yeah. So, and...
Wonderful.
Yeah, the one thing that I do want to say, too, is, you know, I understand the government has to do their job as well, but the government is not God.
Right.
A lot of people look at me sideways when I say that, and I think, you know, it's true, though. It's true, because all things are possible with God, okay? So we have our own belief system, but if, you know, you just keep repeating this, okay? And write it out a few times. Photocopy it or whatever, and put it in the places where you're going to see it all the time. You know, your fridge, your bathroom, on the bathroom wall. I often put things on my the dresser mirror in my dresser where I'm getting dressed in the morning, because it's right there, and it's just a nice reminder. And sometimes you'll see it first thing in the morning, and that's great too. It just brings it back. Yeah, and in the meantime, God bless you, sweetheart. I know it's all going to work out for you.
Yeah, I think so, because I'm in therapy and everything, and yeah, I mean, yeah, plus I'm disabled. What are they going to do, just put me out there in the street, you know?
Exactly. So, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
You're
Have
welcome.
A nice evening. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you.
Alrighty, thanks for your call there. We do appreciate you, and we are taking your calls for free psychic medium readings tonight with Trish Sparrow. All you got to do is call into the show and press the 1 on your phone. The number is always 347-884-8245. Let's go to our next call then. Area code 917, welcome. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hello, my name is Tim, and I'm calling from New York. How's it going today?
Hello. Did you say Tim?
Yes, Tim, T-I-M.
Oh, okay.
Tim.
Sorry. Okay. Thank you
for
calling.
Thanks for taking my call. So I just had a question. I've been trying to manifest some new job, career, some direction, trying to do some chakra meditations, ground myself, positive intent. I just was curious if you saw if I'm doing it correctly or if I'm getting any feedback from any of my guides or angels or anything of that nature.
You're doing a lot of work, and they recognize that, absolutely. Okay. I'm just going to put my pen to paper here and just see what they have to write through me.
Sure.
Well, right away they say they love your faith. We love your faith and the way that you work it, which is always nice to hear.
Indeed, indeed.
Yes. So, do you say you're looking for a job?
Yes, or I'm trying to figure out my next move career-wise.
Okay. I'm getting images of you in a high-rise building with a beautiful view. I don't exactly know what that means. I feel like it's I don't know if it's insurance or some kind of like a big corporation.
Okay.
What do you do now?
I do technical support for internet and voice over IP.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's what I'm seeing then. Are you in an office? High-rise?
I'm in an office, but not a high-rise. A very small, hellish company.
Okay. Because I'm seeing a definite high-rise building. Now, that doesn't tell you a lot. It could also be a metaphor that you're rising up. You know what I mean? Because
yeah,
I'm seeing, like, it's beautiful. The sun is shining in. There's, you know, down, and you're, when I say high rise, I mean, like, 20 floors up. Because the view that they're giving me is of the, I don't know whether it's an ocean or a body of water and you know, trees and anyway, it's quite gorgeous. So, okay, so obviously you've sent out resumes and things?
Not yet, because I'm not exactly sure where. Not exactly sure where, so I know it sounds like I'm just trying to figure out which way to go.
Okay, well, they want you to start. Have you got a resume written up?
Yeah, I've got to update it, but yes.
Okay. And they want you to really beef yourself up there as far as your skills and everything. It's such a competitive world out there. Are you looking to maybe do the same kind of work, or are you wanting to change it?
I wanted to change it.
Okay. Okay, so are you willing to go to do any kind of schooling?
Yes, I am. I'm just trying to balance out with schooling and also being able to support myself.
All right, because I did hear insurance in the very beginning. I don't know what you need, what kind of schooling that you need to do that kind of thing. But that's the very first word that I heard was insurance, and it was in a high-rise building. So I've kind of highlighted that on my page.
Exactly.
So, so maybe just start researching. And sometimes, too, Spirit will just use one avenue just to get you going. So you start researching, and then it opens up, and then you end up finding a path. It's really amazing the way they do that. So just start researching, and they really want you to just, you know, I heard the words beef up your background. And they don't mean, obviously, to make stuff up, but there may be things that you're not listing that are very valuable that maybe you've forgotten. Like, you know, maybe you've got a really good sense of humor under pressure, you know, that kind of thing. And you're able to just, you're able to just keep going, you know, grace under pressure or whatever they call that. And, you know, things like that, that certain people look for. And, you know, insurance is a really big industry. So, you know, there's a lot of jobs out there, I'm sure, for that kind of thing. It's, but it's not just a job. It's a career for you. I feel like it's big. Not only with the high-rise building, but I think there is a metaphor in there as well, saying that you're going to go high in the company.
Okay.
If that makes I actually feel excited. Like it's good. You know, it's good. It's like, you know, your future's so bright. If your future's so bright, you gotta wear shades.
Well, thanks a lot, Trish. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Tim. God bless you. Okay.
Okay, thanks for your call there, Tim. And again, we have open lines now, so folks, call on in. I know it's summertime and a lot of folks are out vacationing and things like that, especially in July, but free to call in, 347-884-8245. And Trish, why don't you let the folks know how people can reach you for private sessions?
Okay. You can find me on Facebook, Trish Sparrow Medium, Psychic Medium, Reiki Healer Teacher. You can reach me on my website at www.trishsparrow.com, or you can contact me on my email, which is trishsparrowmedium@gmail.com. And just drop me a line, and if you want a private reading, you know, we can work out the details there. We can communicate back and forth there. And that's about it.
Okay. Well, we waiting for our next caller to call in. Trish, was there anything more you wanted to add to your topic here while we wait for the next callers to call in?
Yes, actually, I've been battling a little bit of depression myself lately, which really shocked me because it kind of snuck up. It snuck in through the back door, if you know what I mean. I've got a lot of changes going on. I had a medical emergency with a family member a couple of weeks ago, which was a little bit freaky. And and then I had a loss before then. It was my aunt, but watching my mom have to struggle through that it affected me difficultly. And then in the midst of it all, I'm moving in 3 weeks. So there was a lot going on all at once. And and I've been working a lot, you know, just to make ends meet and this and that. And you know, it all kind of accumulates. It all adds up. And as a result, I've not been sleeping as well. And, you know, so things will happen as a result of that. And so I just found myself feeling really impatient and tired and like extra tired and just not wanting to be around people. And then I kind of went, whoa, I realized what was going on. And so I had to pull out a tool from my arsenal and how to deal with this depression so that it doesn't take me all the way down. Because it used to take me down a really far way. I just wasn't aware and I wasn't educated and I just didn't know. And so one of the first go-to things for me is I run a nice hot bathtub or bath, sorry, with really nice smelling bubbles and maybe some essential oils and a nice candle. And I bring in my tablet and and I just play some nice, soft, meditative music in the background and just soak, and it's so nice. With not the harsh lights, just a couple of candles lit up, just very soft, and that usually does me a world of good. That's just one thing that I do. The other things that I do, I call friends. Even though I don't feel like it, I get on the phone and I start calling people and just letting them know how I'm feeling. And it's, you know, these are friends that I can really trust. And I know they love me unconditionally. So, you know, we don't need to do this alone. We don't have to do this life gig all by ourselves, you know. So, anyway, are there any other callers there, Michael?
Yes, let's go to California and Maui. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi.
Hello. How do you spell your name?
It's actually my nickname is Maui, M-A-U-I, but it's Mari is my real name, but Maui's my nickname.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
I like it. Reminds me of Hawaii.
Yeah, that's why it was funny. I got that name because at the time I was 18. I just got back from Maui, and I was meeting my brother-in-law pretty much for the first time officially. This is, of course, before they were married. And my sister says, this is Mari. He says, Maui? I said, no, Mari. He said, Maui? And ever since then, I've been known as Maui.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, that was many, many, many moons ago, and so it's always kind of stuck with me.
Oh, that's cute. Okay, did you have a question, Maui?
You know what? I was actually I wasn't I was listening, but then I lost the sound and just came back on again, so I didn't really get to hear much of what you were saying. Are you doing readings like for, you know, success or something like that, or what is your topic this evening?
Well, you know, my topic was how to overcome but deal with depression and anxiety, but you can ask any question if you want.
Oh, okay then. I've actually been really working on that and doing very well with working through, you know, that type of stuff. So my question was more for my future. I really feel that I have some gifts and some abilities that are drawing me into a whole different lifestyle, I guess. I was wondering if you, you know, if you're able to like pick up on that and kind of let me know about anything in the future, like a future path for me.
Okay, like in a spiritual sense? Career, I mean?
Mm-hmm. No, well, I never thought about that, but I meant like, for example, working with you know, special needs, things like that. But there's something new to bring to the table with that. I was wondering if you picked up on that at all.
You know what's funny? I have a feeling that children are involved. And the reason I say that is because when I heard your name, Maui, I thought, especially when you said it's Mari, I got the image of a small child not able to pronounce your name properly. And saying Maui instead of Mari. That's what I had in my mind. So, and it's funny because my guides often will use my own experiences as a symbol to help somebody else, right? And I thought it was funny because I have a funny story to share very quickly. I used to be an early childhood educator, and a lot of the children would call me Trishy, and there was one that couldn't say my name. He kept saying Tushy, so that became my nickname was Tushy. So I just thought it was funny, and so yeah. So I got that image. So when you said special needs, have you ever worked with children?
Oh yes. I have. I work with severely emotionally disturbed youth, as well as children that are on the spectrum, both verbal and nonverbal.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. God bless you. That takes a real special person.
Well, it's just such important work. But I was wondering if you see me using any of my gifts to, you know, help them. You know, if I have, you know, if I have gifts that you see that would be able to help them as well.
Okay. Well, you're definitely empathic. I think you knew that, though, right?
I've been told that, yes. I just don't know to what extent, honestly.
Right. Okay. So that's part of, like, I'm getting it very, very strongly. That is part of the reason that you're able to work with these children is that you're so empathic. It's like you can feel what's going on with them, even if they can't express it.
Yeah.
Some
I can connect more so readily with than others, but you know, it just seems to me that I connect more easily with those that are nonverbal for some reason, because I don't know why, but I'm very drawn to them.
Okay. My guides just had me write psychic communication. You do that on some level, and you may not be aware that you're doing it, but if you want to do so more deliberately, okay, I would suggest that you join, like research it first, get online about with psychic symbolism and somewhere that you can, classes that you can attend, where you can really learn how to develop that, and you'll be able to help these people so much more than, like, you're helping them a lot already. Trust me when I say that. But the struggle will be less. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Not that you struggle, but there's some that I feel that you're approaching and going, oh my gosh, I don't know.
Yes. I mean, they're just so, you know, it just seems that the community that I work within, they are just so special, and so many of them, like, they might not have one of our senses that we have, but they far make up for it in all their other senses. You know, they're just amazing, amazing beings that are here to teach us something greater than what we're able to see, because we don't understand them. And once we do, you know what? We are going to be the one saying, "I'm so sorry, we didn't know. We just didn't know." Yeah.
Yes. So you know what? Research, they've had me use that word a few times tonight. Research online or I don't know where else you'd go for that, but where you can do psychic development, especially with regard to psychic symbolism and communication.
Okay,
so that
I will.
That's awesome. Because you'll be I can see you working, like, internationally. It's something that could go very big.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what? It's so odd because I feel myself traveling, honestly. Like, quite honestly, I feel myself traveling internationally. One of the first places is Australia.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why.
I still see that. No, you know what? Yours and my intuition is right on track here. I'm telling you that we're connecting quite nicely, because I'm getting the same thing.
I'm getting totally Australia, and I'm, you know, what a beautiful country, you know.
This is going to sound wild.
Yeah.
But I see your name on an actual website, and you're going to become like such an expert in this that people are going to want to call you. Because you just know, it's like, you know, the animal whisperer, or the dog, you know, people like that, the dog whisperer, that's the kind of thing that I'm getting here.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Wow is right.
Well, you know what,
so,
I thank you so much. I don't want to take up much more of your time. I know that you have a limited time on the show, but can we connect afterwards?
Absolutely. Let me give you my information, okay? You got a pen handy?
Okay. Yes,
okay.
I do.
All right. Okay, my email is Trish Sparrow. Do you want me to spell that?
Trish Sparrow, like the bird.
Yep. Medium at gmail.com.
at Gmail. Okay, wonderful. Wonderful.
Okay, and then
thank you.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You know what? I feel so excited for you because I just see something really awesome coming from this.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think that you know, just as humans, we've kind of missed the mark in that, you know, we get so busy and so wrapped up in our important lives that sometimes we forget that there are others out there that want to be so much a part of our lives that they can't. They just can't. And they're just waiting for someone to unlock that and say, okay, we hear you, we're coming, you know, and then that same you know, that same as helping the homeless, that same as, you know, helping, you know, the vets or anyone who is struggling. It's like, you know what, we hear you, we're coming, we're not going to forget about you. I mean, we as humans, we're not programmed to forget our own, and the fact that that's happening means that there's a balance in the universe that is off, and it's up to us to strike up, you know, and join it and, you know, make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it feels.
Yeah. Well, we're waiting for that guidance as well. And you make a phone call and boom, there it is.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's really cool.
Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure.
Oh, you're welcome.
To speak with you and I'll connect with you after the show. And thank you so much, Michael. Of course you'll be seeing me, you know, often. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right, take care.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Take care, Maui. Bye-bye. All righty. All right. Okay. Well, yeah. So, I think, you know, I don't have any calls right this moment, but, what do we have? A few minutes, remaining here, but I think it's great to, share about, depression, because a lot of people go through that. I think we all do during parts of our lives. And you talked about a lot of the important things of staying connected. Don't just go within and you know, crawl into a hole. And that's the worst thing you can do, though that's what you feel like doing. But, yeah.
Yes, that's very true. It's, I believe that's the opposite of God at work, trying to keep us locked away. And that's not the way it's supposed to be.
Right, exactly. I totally agree. I know Maui's going to be calling you. Trish, if you, we could wrap at this point and
okay.
We'll just let me know by text as far as your schedule coming ahead. I know you said you're going to be moving and all that. So if there's any dates you need off or what have you, just let me know and we'll just go from there. So,
I will do.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
Thanks for
your message there.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure. Okay. Thanks for a great show. Take care, Trish.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, thanks everybody for being here. Our next show will start at the top of the hour in a few minutes, so we'll see you then. Thank you, everybody.